Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Bill Gertz is our guest. We have a full hour with him, which is an extraordinary privilege, especially as he is in the midst of the initial effort to call attention to, well-deserved attention, by the way, his new book, I War, War and Peace in the Information Age. And Bill, you were making a very important point that the conversations that are taking place now about how the U.S. intelligence community has performed in this particular case of Russian hacking and assessing its motivations and how it accomplished, apparently, a hack in this fashion, is a subset of a larger set of questions about its performance more generally and the need for reform thereof. And you were just talking a little bit about an influential figure in all of this is, of course, the new National Security Advisor designate, Michael Flynn, a former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Tell us a little bit more about his thinking as you understand it and what you think that might portend for a Trump presidency.
Yes, General Flynn is a strong advocate for intelligence reform, and I think that Trump, the president-elect, has signed on to that. He understands the issue is really, it's time for a very serious cost-benefit analysis for U.S. intelligence. This was an issue that came up and has come up in the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, where we had numerous Democrats criticizing Trump for, quote, disparaging the U.S. intelligence community over the Russian hacking issue. These are the same Democrats that when the CIA was engaged in waterboarding and other enhanced interrogation became vociferous critics of the CIA and its leadership. And so there's really a lot of political hypocrisy on the issue on the part of the Democrats now seeming to criticize Trump for questioning the intelligence community. I can tell you that there is a need, a dire need for intelligence reform. We're not getting our money's worth. The annual budget for intelligence is somewhat in the area of $50 billion. The CIA in particular is the largest agency in need of reform. In my book, I quote retired CIA officer Brad Johnson, who was a undercover clandestine service officer. And I said to Brad, I said, Brad, if you were in charge of the CIA and you needed, were going to launch better information warfare operations, what would you do? And his response really shocked me. He said that the CIA today has been so politicized that it is unable to do information warfare operations. The Directorate of Operations has been so denigrated and downgraded in its abilities and capabilities that it is not the agency that it used to be. And the reason for that is the agency shifted its focus from spying and counterintelligence and covert action to basically drone strikes killing terrorists. And the reason is simple. It's much easier to do that. It's not easy, but it's easier to do drone strikes than it is to do spying and counterintelligence.
The hard and dirty work of intelligence, indeed. And Bill, that's such an interesting point. And when you talk about the need for reform and the fact that we're not getting our money's worth, one of the major complaints I think many of us have had is by creating this entity called the Office of the Director of National Intelligence as a new bureaucratic layer that was supposedly going to make the intelligence community more efficient and assure interoperations between its various component parts, that that's a particular place where we're not getting our money's worth, that it is actually not just bloated the bureaucracy, but it's actually hindered perhaps the production and collection and even the analysis of good intelligence. We've just had the president-elect designate Senator Dan Coats, now retired from the Senate for the second time, to be the new DNI. Do you think he's going to be retiring from that job because they're going to terminate it?
Yeah, I was surprised because there had been reports in recent days that Trump was considering basically getting rid of the DNI position as part of an effort to streamline U.S. intelligence. I think that's what's needed. But yet he has then countered those reports by appointing Coates to be the new DNI. Others have argued that the DNI needs more authority, but I agree with you that it's a bloated bureaucracy and it needs streamlining. They need to streamline intelligence.
Yeah. Let me ask you to drill down a little bit more, Bill, on this question of politicized intelligence. I think that one of the reasons Donald Trump seems to have been so skeptical about the findings of the intelligence community and why the Democrats are at the moment so vociferous in defending the intelligence community is it has increasingly appeared to be kind of an extension of the Obama administration's political operation and used for that purpose. Where do you think Donald Trump has gotten this wrong, if at all? And could it be the case that it is indeed politics that are at work in this fandango over the Russian hacking?
Yeah, I think that the big problem is, and we're starting to see this especially from the Democratic side of the political debate, is that somehow Trump is not willing to, quote, listen to the intelligence community. This is one of the serious problems. The intelligence community has been bureaucratized and politicized, and that is a real problem. Under John Brennan, they've been saddled with numerous intelligence failures, and they're continuing, whether it's the Russian expansion in Crimea and other parts of Europe, or the Iran nuclear deal, which they acquiesced without really providing clear guidance that this deal was going to result in a nuclear-armed Iran in 10 years. This is, I have a whole chapter in IWAR on the Iranian nuclear deal and Iran information warfare operation. But yeah, it's a huge problem. Brennan has also brought in political appointees to the CIA. And as I outline in the book, what he has done to denigrate the Directorate of Operations, he has brought in politicized analysts and other political appointees who are putting a litmus test and political controls on what the CIA does. And so basically the analysts now dominate the agency and it's not providing unvarnished objective intelligence. And again, it's the problem is that this is the kind of the tail wagging the dog government syndrome, where somehow you have to listen to what the CIA says because they're somehow supposed to be the authorities on what's going on in the world. And I think Donald Trump doesn't accept that.
Bill, one of the things that I've been impressed by is the argument that the Central Intelligence Agency and other intelligence community member organizations have been rather severely chastised in the past when they have actually talked about the kinds of hacking that has been done. And I do want to bring into the mix here, beyond the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, the Iranians, and some of the others that that you know are at work in this IWAR space. But do you credit the argument that perhaps some of the difficulty we've had here, both with the rise in hacking and other cyber warfare operations against us, or IWAR operations, as you would put it, against us, is a function of having the perception in these foreign capitals that Barack Obama was going to insist on turning a blind eye to what they've done?
Yeah, it's much worse than turning a blind eye. One of the interesting stories that surfaced in some of the emails that were released from the Podesta file was the fact that the first national security advisor for Obama, Susan Rice, they provided her early vetting report, which was a sensitive look at who she is and what she believes. And in that report, and I wrote about this is in IWAR, is that she shared the view of Obama that they needed to engage America's enemies. And I think when the analysis of the Obama administration is done, this is what we're going to learn, that he wanted to engage our enemies at the expense of our friends.
There you go. Bill, this is a point we're going to come back to. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back with more with Bill Gertz, the author of IWAR. Straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.